大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus
Welcome to the Cross Cultural Seminar. My name is Masaaki Osugi.
And I'm Susan Iwamoto.
Well, Susan, this time it's a big topic.
Really?
Yes. English education in Japan.
Ah, that is a big topic. Very important topic as well.
Yeah, well, so I would like to interview you from the viewpoint of, you know, having some experience of teaching Japanese students.
Certainly.
And maybe I think it's fair to start out by asking you what your initial impression was when you started teaching as an assistant language teacher, you know, because of the JET program, you came to Japan and started teaching as an ALT.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. I was an ALT in two junior high schools in a small town in Saitama Prefecture. So I rotated, I think, or rather I alternated 1 month at one of the schools and then a full month at the other, back and forth, including some visits to elementary schools, but it was primarily at the junior high school level.
I see.
So I had a chance to work with five different Japanese teachers of English there as well.
Mm-hmm. And what was the average size of the class?
That's a good question. It was definitely over 30 students. I would say between 30 and 40 students, which is not unusual at all. I think it's probably your typical Japanese junior high school classroom.
Right.
Or class size, rather.
Right. But from the viewpoint of teaching spoken English, definitely 30 or 40 is way too much.
Yes.
I mean, too many.
Exactly. It's quite a challenge. Certainly, when you're trying to improve spoken English, the smaller the better, really. We did what we could because, you know, you really couldn't change the size of the class, I think, for the public schools. And certainly the teachers that I worked with made an effort to, and I certainly did as much as I could and tried to offer chances for the students to speak with me outside the classroom as well to try and, you know, practice what they learned. But it was definitely an interesting experience.
Mm-hmm.
What was especially interesting, too, is that I noticed quite a change from the first-year students to the third-year students. The first-year students were still, their experience with English was still fresh. You know, it was still something completely new to them. And they were really excited about learning English and putting it into action. But then as they moved through school, by the time they reached third year, they were more and more focused on the tests that they were going to have to take for...
Oh, entrance exam.
Exactly, for high school. And they became much quieter, much more serious. And hearing from my friends who were also ALTs, assistant language teachers, at the high school level, they said it was even quieter and more serious. And and kind of the fun of English had somehow disappeared along the way, unfortunately.
Oh, right, right. Well, that's a shame, but... So it was basically what people call team teaching,
That's
right.
Right. That's
So, how did the class go? Like a Japanese teacher would explain things in Japanese, and you would come in and start speaking in English and alternate. Is that it?
You know, it's an interesting thing because it really depends on the teacher that you're working with, and you know, and also from talking with again friends who were ALTs in other schools. Some of the Japanese teachers of English really truly approach it as team teaching. So the teacher, the ALT, and the Japanese teacher would work together to create an interesting class. And that was the kind of ideal situation, you know, where it was really a team spirit. Worst case scenario, which happened to me with one teacher in particular, too, and I've heard this complaint from many friends in similar situations, which is that the native English-speaking ALT would be used as a kind of living tape recorder, we didn't really feel like we were actually teaching that much. The Japanese teacher would be explaining something and then, you know, say, okay, now everyone listen to Susan read the sentence. You know, that's real English right there. Luckily, most of the teachers I worked with really attempted some kind of combination or really tried to get me involved. I wasn't in the classes every day. I would only, because I had to rotate and make sure that I got to all of the different classes and all of the different grade levels, I would go in, I suppose, I can't remember clearly, perhaps maybe once a week or something like that for a particular class.
Right. Okay. I understand you also taught at a conversation school. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, I taught for 1 year as an ALT, then moved back to the States. And when I came back to Japan again, I taught for a little over a year at an English conversation school, one of the big chain schools, actually.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to mention the name.
I won't.
Okay. So you taught a variety of students, right?
That's right. It was very exciting. Now, the majority of my students were adults. Mm-hmm. However, my youngest student was only 4 years old.
4 years old?
4 years old, yes. It was just one class I had. It was a four-year-old girl and her six-year-old brother, just the two of them in class. And my oldest student, who was in a different class, was 72.
All right.
And he was taking English class to keep his mind sharp, he said. Okay. He was a delight. But the four-year-old and six-year-old, really sweet kids, but very challenging to teach, especially the four-year-old. She was still just learning Japanese.
That's right.
You know? Yeah, it was very interesting.
I see. Okay. This is probably a difficult question, but which was easier for you to teach? At junior high school, the class is really uniform because you teach one and the same age group.
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
Whereas at a conversation school, you teach a wide range of students, ranging from 4-year-olds to 74, 80-year-olds, and
exactly.
And it's. Which is easier or which is more difficult?
That's a good question. I would say that, in some ways, teaching as an ALT in a junior high was easier in the sense that, there was kind of a main teacher and I was an assistant. So
right.
He or she was responsible for the main structure of the class. So I didn't have full responsibility. So in some ways that was easier, but... when I worked in the conversation school, it was just me. Mm-hmm. So I was responsible for planning all of my lessons and responsible for the entire class. And that was in some ways more challenging, but in some ways easier for me because I was able then to teach the class the way that I wanted to teach it.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to adjust things without worrying about, consulting with my team teacher.
Right, right.
So it was kind of a mix. Some things were easier in the junior high mm-hmm. and some things were more challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly having, 30 students in one right. class was challenging. Classes at the conversation school, of course, were much smaller. The largest class size, I think, was maybe 7 or 8 or something like that. So it was easier and challenging for different reasons, I guess.
Okay, right, right. So from your experiences of teaching English to Japanese people, what would be your suggestions to Japanese teachers of English?
I think the difficult thing is that, particularly at the junior high school and high school level, I know that a lot of Japanese teachers of English really would like to put more emphasis on communication. But of course, they're working within a system that emphasizes learning grammar and, perfecting reading and writing, certainly because that's what most of, as you know very well, most of the university entrance exams focus on, which is, of course, a very, very
yes.
important part of learning a language.
Yes.
But so within that system, I think it's hard because you care about your students, you want them to pass the university entrance exams, but you still want them to get excited about using English as a communication tool. So I really wish I had the answer to that question, I guess, too. The only thing I can think of, and it's something that I tried to do certainly when I was working with junior high school and high school students, and even with adults as well, is to try to get them to realize that English is a living language.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Latin, a dead language or
right.
something, and it's a great tool to use. And that their English doesn't have to be perfect, but they should just go in with kind of a, good spirit, good intentions to just try and communicate, to try to get their meaning across without worrying too much about whether or not the sentence structure is perfect grammar. If you worry too much about that, you'll never speak. And I think many of the great English communicators I met in Japan haven't had the best grammar, but certainly were excellent in getting their message across.
さてですね、今回は日本における英語教育、ちょっと大きなテーマでしたが、鶴澤さんはジェットプログラムで ALT として最初に日本人、特に中学校で英語を教えたということが、スタートですね。で、その難しさが一方でありながら、二度目にいわゆる英会学校、 でも講師を務めたことがあるというわけですね。で、それぞれに難しさ、面白さっていうのは違うと思うんですよね。で、話の中で問題がコミュニケーションを中心にした英語の使い方ということと、それから入試に合格するということを目標とした文法、それから、まあ、読み書くということの勉強というのと、まあ、二極にこう分かれるような感じがありますよね。それがやはり、どっかでこう折り合いがつかないだろうか。というところがやはりですね、最後の私の質問も結局はそこがポイントで非常に難しい問題だなというふうに私自身も感じましたけれども、これを聞いてらっしゃる皆さんはもうすでにツールとして英語を使ってらっしゃるということだと思いますので、コミュニケーションを中心にやはり英語を使うということの楽しみ、それによって得られる大きな様々なこと、それをまあ目標にして勉強を続けていっていただきたいなというふうにまあ思っております。さあ、それではフレーズに参りましょう。Let's go on to the phrases.
Okay, well, the first phrase is to teach someone a lesson. Now, the literal meaning of this, to teach someone a lesson, means just to teach. So, for example, you know, I taught many English lessons. However, there is another very different meaning, and that is to make sure that someone learns from their bad behavior, often by punishing them in some way. That is to teach someone a lesson. So, for example, you could say, after her husband stayed out late drinking for the third night in a row, Marianne decided to teach him a lesson and locked him out of the house all night.
さあ、教育問題と言ってますね。関連しているから teach という動詞を使った表現で、しかも a lesson と来るので、まあもちろん文字通りの本来の意味としてはですね、授業を教えるということになりますが、ここでの意味はそうではありませんね。いわゆるお仕置きをするというのに近いんですね。punish っていう動詞が使われましたけれども、この今の例文ですとね、何しろ3日連続で、What did the husband do?
He stayed out late drinking.
まあ、そういうわけでね、まあ3日くらいですね、夜通し飲んだり、午前様になって。まあそういうのは、これ聞いていらっしゃる皆さんの中にもですね、ぞろぞろいらっしゃるんじゃないかという気がするんですけれどもね、そうすると、妻が怒って、teach him a lesson。お仕置きをしてやるぞ。ね。Lock him out. 締め出し、食っちゃう。ね。そういうわけですね。さあ、今の例文をもう一度お願いしましょう。
After her husband stayed out late drinking for the third night in a row, Marianne decided to teach him a lesson and locked him out of the house all night.
ということですよね。まあ、締め出しはね、本当に、冬はやめた方がいいですよね。夏の間くらい。ね。All right, let's go on to the second phrase.
Okay, the second phrase is, that'll teach someone. So that's that will teach, but we shorten it to that'll teach someone. Now, you use this expression when you're talking about either yourself or someone experiencing a bad result, a consequence of one's actions, and it'll stop that person from making the same mistake again. So they've learned something from it. So, for example, you could say, I thought I had plenty of time to catch my plane, but I was wrong. That'll teach me.
これはですね、何かの物事を主語にして that ですね。That'll teach 誰々。それが誰々を教えるっていうのは、それで教訓を学ぶということなんですね。今の例ですと、遅刻して、そこからまあ教訓学んだということのようですが、例文をもう一度聞きましょう。
I thought I had plenty of time to catch my plane, but I was wrong. That'll teach me.
ね。授業に5分、10分遅刻する程度のことは大したことありませんが、飛行機ですと偉いことですよ。本当にね。うん。ということで、教える、その反対は学ぶということですから、まあ日本語にするときにですね、それは私に教えるっていうんではうまくいかないなっていうときには、ひっくり返して、それで私は学んだのっていうふうに言い換えてもいいですね。そんなふうにやり取りをするスイッチをちょっとですね変えてみるというのも、日本語と英語のやり取りの時に必要なことかもしれませんね。 See you next time.
Thanks for listening.
大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus。
クロスカルチュラルセミナーをお聞きの皆さん、いつもありがとうございます。皆さんはどうやって語学学習をしていますか？ラジオ講座などで勉強している方もたくさんいらっしゃると思いますが、いつも聞いているラジオ番組が聞けないこともあるでしょう。そんな時の強い味方がオリンパスのラジオサーバー VJ10 です。ハードディスク付きラジオレコーダーで最大約2500時間も録音できるんです。1日24時間それでいくと何日録音しっぱなしでいいのみたいなね。AM、FM チューナーにステレオスピーカー付きですよ。20件の番組予約も OK。 録音した番組の早聞き遅聞きやリピート再生も可能で、語学学習にドンピシャリ。すごいなこれは。しかも早聞き遅聞き再生は2倍速から 0.5 倍速までの9段階に対応。パソコンとの接続も OK なので、ポッドキャスト番組はもちろん、音楽もダウンロードして聞くことができますよ。ラジオサーバー VJ10 はオリンパスのオンラインショップか三省堂書店でお買い求めいただけます。詳しくはvoicetrek.jp にアクセス。さあ、これであなたの語学学習もきっと変わりますよ。オリンパス。